From the over-the-top studios in Nederland, Colorado, I'm George Thomas. You're listening to Ram Radio, presented by Over-the-Top Cycling. Today, we're listening to a finish line interview with Shane Trotter from Race Across Oregon, where Shane was the overall and men's solo champion.
All right, we are with Shane Trotter, the 2021 Race Across Oregon champion and the World Ultra Cycling 500-mile champion. Shane, you decided to do this race very last minute. Course isn't easy. What made you think, I think I'm going to go out and give 500 miles solo a try?
I did Race Across the West, and then I didn't have another event lined up until September. There was a friend of mine that I was supposed to do an Everest with, and they were doing a 55-mile trail race this weekend, and then we're going to do the Everest in a couple weeks. But it was just too much to combine those together. So then we ended up, she decided not to do the Everest, and then I looked and saw it was open, and I figured it'd be nice to get a good big ride in before the 508. And so this actually is much bigger and much harder than the 508. So I guess, I don't know, I guess this is the A race now.
Okay. Tell us about your raw. I mean, that was... I thought you Everested as part of your training for that.
I did. Yeah, I did do an Everest for part of that. Lots of heat acclimation training and just typical interval, hit high intensity interval training. And we just went out and did it.
I got to say, I found that doing a relay race, I usually come out of that much more fit.
Yeah.
I did going in. It's incredible training.
Yeah, it's the opposite of like this. I'll lose, some right. FTP and stuff. It was, and it was great. It was good, really good training. So, and you did a two-man team as well.
Correct.
Yeah.
And when you started off on this course, you've ridden it as a four-man. You have a record in that. You're now the only second person who's done a solo RAO 500 plus mile event, break 30 hours, so congratulations for joining Marco Balla.
Thank you.
But after you've been exposed to the course last year on the four-man team, what were your main concerns with it?
Well, there's a lot of climbing, and I'm a big guy. My FTP is only 4.3, 4.2 watts per kilo, so that was kind of concerning, but I figured I could just make I can make it up on the flats, and then the heat as well. So I did a lot more heat acclimation training. Obviously, raw, you were there. That was wild heat. And actually, my partner on raw has kind of saved us from the heat. He's a climber and he loves the heat, and so those big climbs in the 120 degree heat, he pretty much did them on his own.
Sounds like my team with Sylvia.
Honestly, if I would have tried to do raw this year with that heat as my acclimations solo, I would have DNF'd as well, I think, just because it was so hot. Then I wanted to do a lot more heat acclimation training coming into it. I did a ton of heat acclimation training. I was good riding 96 to, 102 degrees.
Which is about what we were.
Yeah, and then luckily, though, as we came in, the temperatures kind of, the forecast went down. I don't know what it actually was, but I did feel comfortable the whole time, and it never got too hot or anything, so.
It was fun watching you climb because, you're not built like a climber. I also never saw you just powering up hills until the end when we said, hey, you can get 30 hours.
Yes,
you were small gear, high cadence. Is that kind of what you preach in your coaching, or
I feel like it depends, but I was I naturally spin with a high cadence. If I'm not fatigued, I'll spin 105 RPM. We do a lot of different structured training, but just going up that hill, I really wanted to. I was actually telling them, I was like, I wish George would have told us a couple hours earlier. I wish I would have researched what the record was, because towards the end, after I knew I had a good lead on Christy, I was like, okay, I'm just going to kind of soft pedal in. And then
I saw it this morning, I was like, wait a minute, your time at Shanico and I started comparing it to the two-man team from the 260. Because I figured you guys were a real similar speed.
Uh-huh.
And when I saw what they did from Shanico in, that was when I looked and went, you could break 30 hours.
Yeah, yeah, that was really cool. And then I pretty much blew myself up. The last 5 miles, they were hearing me cry about, oh, my feet. And then once I knew we could do the 30 hours, I just kind of coasted on in. And then once we got to the sprint finish, sat in the van and rubbed my feet for a few minutes. So, but
yeah, she did.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
Any part of the race that was especially memorable for you?
Well, I mean, the whole thing was memorable, but it was really cool to start last. And one thing that I like to do is encourage people, because I feel like it helps me. So it was cool to see everybody. I got to see everybody in the race. And so that was pretty cool. That was memorable. The nighttime was memorable because I've never been that tired at night, and I think it was because I went so hard out at the beginning.
It was fun watching people leave the parking lot because some went out like you, like, boom, it was, okay, he's racing. Other people took it easy going out and kind of did their own parade type start, but that's something from COVID that I want to keep. I really like the time trial start.
I loved it too, and it relieves the stress of having to... like last year when we did the four-man and we had to like send two riders out.
Yep.
So it's a lot less stressful to know your team's there, especially at the beginning. I mean, you get nervous and stuff. So.
Yep. Yeah, I like having you be able to meet your crew, and that's definitely something we're going to keep.
And last year, I didn't get to see I didn't do the loop last year. Man, that was beautiful.
Oh, so you didn't ride along the river?
Not until yesterday. So... Yeah,
and I like to have people start in the pretty where they're like, oh, this is going to be a beautiful course before you get to the high desert.
Well, the high desert I'm used to because I live in Nevada. But then you get into those trees in the forest towards the evening there, and that was beautiful too.
Coming back through the Painted Hills is nice.
Yep. Yeah.
Really last question for you, because I know you need a break here. Two. One, are you going to get some RAO tattoos?
Yeah, I think I said that too. So this was actually an Everest. Everest does an Everest roam now. So if you go over 29.29, it doesn't matter as long as you don't sleep, which I didn't before the 29.29, you get an Everest roam. And so this will be Everest number 11. And then, so I was thinking, oh, I got to get, because I have 5 hash marks, so got to get those. And then maybe some RAO. I like to get any race, you know, eventful race tattooed on.
My idea of Everest, I want to do Beaver Creek's Talons Challenge.
Uh-huh.
So you have to ski all their double blacks for a descent of 24,000 feet and then hop on a bike and ride 29,000. So you got to descend Everest as well.
That's, yeah, that's pretty good.
But last question for you is your demeanor. I mean, you won the Spirit of RAO award because crews really liked you from the other teams. The other racers commented about, God, Shane's so friendly. He goes by really fast, and he's really encouraging. You're someone who could easily have an ego, and you just don't. You're very laid back. You took the race very seriously, but at the same time, you had fun. You encouraged other people to have fun.
Yeah, and I think just like, you know, I started cycling when I was very slow and very overweight. And so I had people that encouraged me and then people that were, you know, you run into both types of people. And so, you know, Mark Gibson, I DNF'd in the 508, and then the next year, he gave me all of his secrets, helped me, encouraged me, and I actually ended up, he taught me how to beat him, you know, and I beat him the next year. Everybody at the Yosemite Cycling Camp that I went to that the Vegan Cyclist puts on, they're all encouraging. There's a lot of people to list, and I'll probably miss a lot of them, but those, so for me, to encourage people is just returning back what was given to me. So, and it helps me stay positive on the course.
Nice. All right. Well, thank you very much. It was great having you out here. Congratulations. I hope you rest up well.
Thank you.
And have a safe drive home.
Yes. I'm going to, do you know how far back Christy is? Because I'd like
currently
to.
Currently on the bike. We just got an update during your life that she's on the bike.
Okay.
Are you staying here?
I'm actually just right there. And okay. So I was thinking I'm going to go shower, eat, and then maybe by the time I get back, I can watch her finish.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Shane Trotter joining us on Ram Radio, presented by Over the Top Cycling. From the Over the Top Studios in Nederland, Colorado, I'm George Thomas.